Match.com. More dates, more relationships, and more marriages than any other site.
That's the slogan you'll hear on every Match.com commercial. And for a lucky few, like Joan Casper Nolan, a fairy tale ending was just a few clicks away. She decided that at 60 years old, she would find the man of her dreams.
11 and a half, almost 12 months into my being on Match, I noticed a guy had looked at my profile. And I said to myself, self, you know, you can do one of two things. You can either wait for him to email you, or you can take the initiative and email him, which I did.
Casper Nolan had written on her profile that if you bring her flowers, you'll make her smile. And when she finally decided to meet George for a first date,
sure enough, he showed up on my doorstep with flowers. And oddly enough, there are four people in my husband's family who have met on Match.com. Three of us are married, including my husband and I.
But not everyone is as lucky in love as the Nolan family. An entertainment executive in Los Angeles says she was raped after her second date with Paul Wurzel, a man she met through Match.com. She later found out that Wurzel had six prior convictions for sexual battery. The woman has chosen to remain anonymous. She calls herself Jane Doe, and her lawyer, Mark Webb, is speaking for her.
She was under the impression that he was a legitimate guy. She had no reason to believe that he was a convicted sexual offender.
That's why Jane Doe is suing Match.com. Her lawyer claims that no one else should be allowed to sign up for the site until it tightens up its membership screening process. Reporters at the news conference asked Webb if this wasn't just a publicity stunt.
I call that as an intelligent use of the media to put out there what I consider to be a risk of danger and harm to other people and specifically women.
But legal experts disagree on how much responsibility lies with online dating sites. Lawrence Walter is a lawyer who specializes in online dating law.
I would not recommend any kind of law that would impose an obligation on an online dating site to do your job for you. You have to protect yourself.
And Joan Casper Nolan agrees.
If somebody is so good at portraying themselves differently, you know, they're certainly going to fool Match and any guidelines that Match puts into place. But I really don't feel that it's Match's responsibility. I think it's up to the individual.
Representatives from Match.com were not available for an interview, but they released a statement that says that while incidents like this are extremely rare, it doesn't make them any less horrifying. We ask all of our members to pay close attention to the safety tips on our website. There are steps you can take to protect yourself online and offline, whether you meet someone on an online dating service, through an acquaintance, or at a bar. Mark Webb says he doesn't expect Match.com to change its policies on its own. That's why he thinks this is a question for the courts. Stephanie Frischberg, Annenberg Radio News.